start. Don't start. I'm recording. Be nice. Be nice. All right. Welcome back to...
How the f*** did we become runners?
Yeah. And today's delightful topic is...
The training has begun.
The training has begun. So we're... A couple episodes we announced we're going to Dublin.
Yes.
To run our first marathon. This is the first time you and I will be running a first race together.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Because the other miles, you had done them and I hadn't. So, yeah. So this is the first time we both are entering brand new territory.
That's right.
Yes.
Although we both did a relay race.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
All right, all right.
What did you run? 3 miles?
Well.
3 versus 26.2.
Okay.
A little bit of a difference. All right. So now that we're doing the training... I'll play my journalist hat. What are your thoughts? Because we're working with our coach, who's increasing our weekly mileage.
Yes.
So, and we kind of have different focuses on the weekly, like during the week. We do our own thing during the week.
Yes.
And then we do our long runs on Fridays.
Yep.
How do you feel? Our first long run was what, 12 miles?
That first one was a nightmare.
So, yeah. So, we're going to go through our first few runs so you can understand whether or not we're struggling to survive. Mm-hmm. And we are a little bit. So, all right, the 12-mile run. Yeah. So, we chose a day. We live in New England, so you never know what the weather is going to be.
We chose the hottest day of the summer. And we chose
the highest humidity.
I think it was I don't know, was it midday?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
We ran it 9 or 10, and by the time we finished, yes. So in Woburn,
yep.
12 miles.
Yeah.
And I had convinced you to buy a hydration vest because I'd been using one and loved it.
Yes. And so I got one, and it has, it's called a bladder. It just kind of cracks me up that it's called a bladder. But the little pouch that you use was 1.75 liters.
Yes.
And then I could add some water bottles.
Right, which you did not on the first day.
No. So I asked Andrew, should I add more water? And we're like, this seems like a lot of water.
Yeah, I don't drink that much water.
So we went on this run with my 1.75 liters. And then I had my fuel and...
Yeah.
Thought it was good. And
we're great.
We did this run-walk approach where we kind of would switch to a walk, either if my heart rate was up or if I was tired or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't really organized.
No,
it was all on feel, which is what we thought was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Right? If I feel tired, I should walk.
Yeah.
Right?
And... I think we weren't even out 2 miles when it was like somebody threw me in a pool.
You were sweating.
It's kind of the TMI, but apparently I sweat a lot.
I glisten.
Yeah, she glistens. I seriously was like somebody threw me in the pool.
And it was sunny. So we were out in the sun too.
Yep. And most of the course that we chose was in the sun.
Yeah.
And
decisions were made. Our run did include me running into a convenience store to buy you water.
So we had run up this hill and my vision had got a little darkened. And then we still had, I don't know how much longer we had to run, but we walked a little bit and I was like, Angie, I think I need water. And I didn't have any money with me. I didn't have a credit card with me. And I'm like, I hadn't figured out Apple Pay at that point either.
He has since.
I have since.
Yes.
So Angie went in and got me 2 bottles of water. I think it was 2.
Yeah, because I had to buy 2 because you had to spend at least $5 to use credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we made it back, but it was like a white knuckle race and not race, run.
And we were exhausted after.
Yeah.
Like we both that day and the next day just did not recover.
Yep. And I think I told you that I had been talking to one of my patients who does emergency rescue and stuff like that. And the person was like, you're running on that day?
We did have a couple of salt tablets that I was like, at one point I'm like, here, just take this. Here, just take that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I gave you some electrolytes. So lessons were learned.
Yep.
So 12 miles was tough.
Yep.
The next week is 13 miles.
Yep. Same course.
Nope. That was the day we went to the beach.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. you just want to block it all out. We ran something Thursday night or Friday night. Whatever. No, Thursday night because we run on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. We did a 5K.
We did a 5K Thursday night, like a nice little fun 5K.
Yep.
And we're like, what are we going to do tomorrow? Because we're going to do 13 miles tomorrow after doing a 5K today. And I was like, oh, it's going to be nice out. We should go to the beach because we talked about long training travel.
Yep. And so we went to Hampton Beach.
Yes.
And we were going to run from Hampton Beach to Rye.
Yep.
See, I swear that was another run.
No, that was the following week. And you did, because we've only done like 12, 13, and 14.
Mm-hmm.
We better planned.
Yeah.
You carried water.
We carried water. I had the bladder, and then I had two water bottles.
Sorry, if you say that word, I'm going to laugh.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, two water bottles plus the running vest.
Yep.
And there was water along the way.
Yeah. And I refilled that water so frequently. It was ridiculous.
We started at like 8:30 in the morning. So we get to Hampton Beach, mm-hmm. 8:30 in the morning, prime parking, by the way. It was great.
Yep.
Right on the beach. And we go off and we run.
And
In the sun.
And, you know, my hair is gray, but I'm still biologically a redhead. And there's only so much sun that I can tolerate before I have a meltdown. And one of the things we realized, I get a little snippy when I'm melting down.
A little.
Although that was actually the time because I was having trouble with my bladder, and I actually had to utter I uttered the sentence, Angie, thank you for helping me with my bladder, which I find really funny.
Yes. It's our new t-shirt.
Yeah.
But we did it.
I mean,
the problem was we ran the beach because we thought it would be nice. It was cool. There was a nice breeze.
Yep.
We did not take into account the sun reflecting off the water.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a redhead, but I'm part Sicilian, so I don't usually burn.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a lot of color that day.
Yeah.
Like we both did.
I got a lot of color too because, you know, if I'm at the beach, I'm usually like marinating in a sunblock.
Yes. We didn't wear it.
Sweat so much. I don't wear sunblock when I run.
But we did it. We ran all the way out to Rye, North Beach.
Yep.
And we made it back.
Yep.
Doing run walk. I think that was the one we started doing more. No, where we were kind of scheduled, but not exactly. You were cheating a little.
Yeah. Our running coach had suggested 6 minutes running, 1 minute walking. And he suggested a program, but I didn't have a program to do it. So I was looking at my watch.
Right.
You know what? Actually, I had a program. It didn't work.
Right. We
My program didn't work. That was also, I didn't have the right bladder to go with my running vest. But it was really stressful trying to like see my watch with my old man eyes to see whether it was 6 minutes or 1 minute. So that was yet another mistake.
Yes. We're not going to talk about this closed sidewalk.
Oh, there was an area. We are going to talk about that. So when you see a sign that says closed sidewalk, it's probably smart to actually listen to them.
Follow Angie.
So Angie like to just, you know, was like, oh no, it's fine. Probably not, it's fine. So she like sprints up this little hill like a goat. And we're like going for a while. Then it's just like a fall hazard waiting to happen. So then we had to scale back down the embankment onto the road.
Yes. That had no wiggle room at all.
No.
Yeah. But we did remember our fuel.
Yep.
So we did fuel right. We just didn't hydrate right.
Yeah. Because the amount of water that I actually have to use is crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
And we basically came up with a rule that, oh no, actually no, we didn't come up with that rule
yet. Not yet. Not yet. That was the next run. So now we're at 14 miles for our long run Friday.
Yep.
And travel. So I have this bike path that I go with on my husband up in Maine. It's called the Eastern Trail.
Yep.
And every time I ride it, all I want to do is be running it, which is just weird in itself. But it's just a really nice, shady, for the most part, shady trail, very level, good place to run, except for the fact that there's no bathrooms.
Yep.
That's the only problem with it. But, you know, when you're dehydrated, you don't need a bathroom, so.
I didn't eat one for days. That's kind of an exaggeration.
Yeah, not much, though. So we decided to take the hour and a half drive, mm-hmm. hour 15, park at Eastern Trail.
Yep.
I'm letting the truck go by.
Yep.
Park at Eastern Trail, and off we go for our little 14-mile run. And this is when we realized, of course, you had plenty of water with you.
I did.
Plenty of water. We realized our faults in running. So when we run, I have a problem with pace.
Yes.
I just don't understand what pace means. I go faster and faster and faster without realizing it. I'm going to pause.
Okay.
Eastern Trails. Plan is 14 miles.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to focus on run.
And I actually had the program,
mm-hmm.
Runkeeper, and I messed it up somehow, got stressed about that. And then you saved the day. You got it set up on your phone.
Yes.
And it worked really well.
And it was loud.
Yeah, it was very loud.
Debbie's loud.
Yep.
We call the voice Debbie.
Yep.
Because you have to name her. Because if she doesn't have a name, then you don't listen to her. Ignore her.
Yeah. And it's more fun to go, where the hell is Debbie?
Yes. And there was a lot of where the hell is Debbie toward the end of the run.
Yes.
Not toward the beginning. But it really made a big difference for both of us.
I didn't have to have the stress of looking at my watch. I also didn't play with the timing.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I'd make the walk a little longer if that's what I wanted.
Right.
But sometimes it was funny because in the beginning it seemed like 6 minutes is perfect. And like, oh, I can get through 6 minutes. But then later on, it's like, I can't believe how long this 6 minutes is lasting. And I can't believe how quickly 1 minute lasts.
Yeah. Yeah. But what we were told is that, at least this way it was explained to me, by doing it this way, we're training our bodies to know rest is always coming.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go further.
Yep.
Because the plan is 26.2 miles. And I think one of the other things I really liked about this is I was not watching my pace. One, I stopped watching the pace,
mm-hmm.
which is good and bad. We'll talk about why. Two, we weren't watching the mileage. Like, luckily there were mile markers on that trail.
Yeah.
So we knew where we were, but we weren't checking our mileage every 10 minutes.
No, we weren't.
Right. It was like all of a sudden we're like, wait, we're at mile six. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly shady.
Mm-hmm.
And we had enough water for most of it. It was a delightful run.
Yep. One of the things we learned is we run single file,
mm-hmm.
and Angie's in front of me. So particularly if the interval's over and she shoots off, she'll eventually realize I'm not there. Or I'll yell at her.
Usually the latter. I'm used to it. But no, because I can sense where you are.
Yeah.
So it does make me slow down.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to take off on you.
Yeah. The other thing that's good is that we've tried to have Angie run behind me, but I tend to want to speed up if I have somebody behind me.
The zombies are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think might be a zombie and I want to be much faster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Angie doesn't seem to have that issue.
No. Yeah. And just kick their ass.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Usually do.
All right. So we run single file. We stuck to the pace.
So Angie's thing is she pushes the pace. Mm-hmm. I tend to push the distance in the plan. Like we've had several runs where it was like, oh, we're going to do 13. I'm like, let's do 14. And even, Hampton, I was like, let's do one more mile. And Eastern Shores, I wanted to do one more mile.
Yes, you did. And we did not.
We did not. So although I'll yell at Angie to like slow down,
I will rein Scott in when it comes to pace, when it comes to distance.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I don't want to tell you my secret. I don't argue with you when you say, let's add another mile. I'm like, okay, let's see how we feel.
Yeah.
And then when we get there, I'm like, how are we feeling?
That sounds like some kind of parenting
thing. Yeah. You. And you're like, yeah, I always want to end the run feeling good. We should end it here. I'm like, great. And we do.
I don't know how I think about that. I liked it much better when you said, Scott, stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan.
Now
stick
that I know plan. That you're doing some
no,
parenting
magic.
No,
now I won't do that. I won't do it on the next one, so it'll be a little while. But we did learn. We run on this particular trail. There's no bathrooms, but there is a water stop.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to run by the water stop and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped and had a sip of water. I soaked my headband or whatever. And you're like, should I fill my water? No, I'm fine. We only got another like 2 miles or 3 miles.
Yeah.
We learned that when Scott has a chance to refill his water bottles, we refill the water bottles.
Yep. It, actually, we even learned that even more so because this was a Friday. Didn't we have the 5K the next day?
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, we ran a 5K on Thursday, 14 miles at the beach on Friday, and then another 5K on Saturday. We spent 3 days running together.
So in that one, that was the Woburn Deca run, which benefited the Woburn track team. And I thought, oh, it's a 5K. It's not going to be hot today. I don't need water. So that was, fast forward, it was hot. I did need water. And it was a much younger crowd, and it was a very, very fast race.
It was a fast race.
That was actually kind of a good one because I've often been worried, like, oh, I'm going to be the last one. And I would act like that would be something bad. This race, I was like, I'm going to be the last one. I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
No, you weren't. You weren't.
But I would have been, what? I was?
No, you weren't.
Oh.
You were not the last one.
But I would have been fine if I was the last one.
Yeah, but there was not enough water on the course for you.
Yeah, there's never enough water on the course for me.
So we have learned Scott always needs more water.
Always.
Always needs more water. Always drink the water. Always take the water. Always wear the vest.
Yep.
So those are the lessons we've learned. Watch our pace. Watch our distance. Keep the water.
Yep.
All righty.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, thank you for listening to...
How the f*** did we become runners?
And if you like us, please subscribe and like and go to Apple Podcasts to find us and all the fun places. Because we've had a whole 15 listeners.